This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWired, and I am with Tim Bennington, who is the Executive Director of the Swine Division for Boehringer Ingelheim. How are you, Tim?
Good, thanks, Joanna. Yourself?
I'm well. I learned a lot today, Tim. We just finished your swine health seminar, and I can't believe all the information you guys managed to pack into 3 hours. Well, you know it. I didn't, so yes. That's probably why I'm so impressed. But you know, let's talk a little bit about some of these really critical issues that are going on right now in the swine industry, and some of the things that your company is doing to address them.
Yeah, we tried a different approach this year with our AASV symposium, where we went away from predominantly a product discussion, and we kind of opened the floor a little bit and talked a little about the future of the swine industry from an export perspective with Nick Giordano from the NPPC, and also we then talked about the challenges with diagnosing mycoplasma. But the key part for us was the PRDC panel discussion we had at the end of the session. Now, PRDC for us is kind of critically important from an animal health company's perspective, because we see that as the biggest challenge we face in the swine industry in the areas that we look after. So, one thing that we've done, within our organisation to try and address PRDC is we have our Flex concept, or now our 3-Flex product, which is our CircoFlex, MycoFlex, and now Engelvac PRRS, in the ability to now mix those products together to try and address 3 of the 4 key pathogens in PRDC. At this point, we haven't got anything in the influenza area, but that's obviously an area for opportunity for us that hopefully we may have something in the future. But right now, the launch of our 3-Flex product towards the end of last year was a big step forward for us. And as you could tell by the conversation today, we haven't got it perfectly right. But 3-Flex offers incredible flexibility and convenience to producers and veterinarians, whereby they can use 2 or 3 products together and kind of mix and match a little bit, and to suit the timing depending on the hog density and the disease incidence in the area they're located.
Well, one of the things I found really interesting, Tim, was that they were talking about how oftentimes one of their pigs will get one disease. Mm-hmm. They might get the PRRS, mm-hmm. and then suddenly they have another one, and then they have another one. And how do you vaccinate, or when do you vaccinate? So it sounds like your Flex concept is perfect, because if they get one and you vaccinate for all 3, you can prevent some of this, spiral effect of what happens. Is that the case?
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to think that's pretty important insurance. Obviously, there's practitioners that have different views on PRRS vaccine and obviously on mycoplasma treatment and 1-dose, 2-dose regimes. But we feel that our 3-Flex concept, when used, as needed within the area, I think gives great flexibility to the producers and veterinarians, and gives them a great option that up until now was 2, 3, sometimes 5 needles, depending on when and how they were giving the vaccination, that they can bring back to 1, depending on timing. So I think it's a great opportunity and innovation for the swine industry.
So how exactly should it fit in with their strategy of prevention? We talk about being a vaccine, so most people would assume that's preventative. So at what point should they integrate this into their program?
Well, it'll depending on the area. I mean, as we heard from the 3 panel members today, each of the 3 panel members use the product differently. So yes, there's a label claim on when to vaccinate, but we've heard today that some of the panel members are using it very differently, and I think that's really up to the individual veterinarian in the area to pick the timing, because, as I mentioned, geography and hog density play a huge role in the timing of that.
It's
so
key.
Yeah.
So, well, obviously you're a global company. So, in that case, where can people go to get more information about your 3-Flex?
Yeah, they can contact any Boehringer representative, whether it's a veterinarian or a field force member. We also have a website on our Flex concept that they can go to, or our Boehringer website, right now, all that information should be with any key veterinarian in the swine industry, because it's been out since the end of last year. But yeah, no, any of those places to go to get information would be a great place to start, and or they can contact us at our head office, and we'll get something out to them. So.
Great, thanks, Tim.
Thank you very much.